1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. No go for the Saturday launch of the Boeing Starliner at Cape Canaveral. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood with what happened.
The launch sequencer is an integrated set of three different computer racks, and they all have to be working in lockstep once the countdown picks up at 4 minutes to launch. One of those computers in that ground launch sequencer didn't sync up in time, and so that triggered this automatic launch scrub.
The next attempt for the manned orbital test flight will be Wednesday. Conservatives and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition are threatening his power if he accepts a ceasefire plan outlined by President Biden. The BBC's Roshan Hasty has details.
Two key right-wing figures in Israel's coalition government have threatened to pull out if the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agrees to a three-stage peace deal for Gaza put forward by President Biden. The National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir said any deal that resulted in a ceasefire before Hamas was destroyed would be a victory for terrorism. The finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, said he opposed any truce measures unless Hamas was wiped out.
Chad Daybell has been sentenced to death for the murders of his wife and his new wife's two youngest children in Idaho. CBS's Nancy Cordes has the story.
A judge in Boise, Idaho, sentenced author Chad Daybell to death. A jury recommended the death penalty 2 days after finding the 55-year-old guilty of first-degree murder and other charges in the 2019 killings of his first wife and two of his current wife's children. The couple's extreme doomsday religious beliefs drew attention to this case. Idaho law allows for execution by lethal injection or firing squad.
Current wife Lori Vallow Daybell was convicted last year and is serving a life sentence. Former President Trump's conviction in his hush money case continues to widen the political divide. CBS's Natalie Brand is following.
Upside down flags, a symbol of protest adopted by the MAGA movement, on display outside Trump Tower and posted on social media, including by country singer Jason Aldean and the Conservative Heritage Foundation. Divisions are also widening on Capitol Hill.
This is weaponization.
This was our tried and true criminal justice system.
Trump congressional ally and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has already written a letter calling on Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to testify on Capitol Hill later this month.
Wasting no time in the campaign, Trump was at the UFC fight tonight where he launched his TikTok site. He will be sentenced on July 11th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Broadcasting live from the WMDX studios, 92.7 here in Madison. Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, I see you, WXCO 98.9. And the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK AM 540 in Waukesha. We're going to rock tonight. Let's do some VO5, get your booty shaking on a Saturday night, soul shiny day. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Nothing, just another boring
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Double dip of VO5, In Your Dancing Dreams. Before that, Soul Shiny Day. Both of the songs are off the Dance Originality album that came out back in 2015. VO5 is ripe to release some new music soon.
Mm.
Another release.
Do you know something?
No, I don't. I'm just putting out a request.
He just says they're ripe.
Maybe that's a heavy suggestion.
It is.
Okay.
How you doing, like everybody? It. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. So happy you could join us. I'm Jimmy Kay here with rocker Terry Barr.
Hello.
What's happening, Jimmy?
Yeah.
It's great to see you, too. How you doing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful day and kind of rainy earlier. But
yeah, dark and rainy, yeah. But, you know, get stuff done inside so you can get stuff done outside tomorrow.
Yeah, because that garden is popping.
Oh, my gosh.
So are the weeds.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, our neighbor, I probably shouldn't say this loudly, but our neighbor did the no-mo May. Not the Lomo. Oh my gosh, you didn't see the lawn.
Yeah.
It is so tall.
I tried that last year and the year before. Mm-hmm. I actually went through the entire month of May. That first, June 1st mowing,
yeah.
It takes you like
Brutal.
3 days. It's like you got to hire some goats to come over and help you out.
And that would be
like that.
Fun, but yeah. Mm-mm.
Now, I do the no-mow May. I actually waited till just after the holiday. So it was just 5 days early, maybe.
How'd it look?
But I also do no-mow October.
In anticipation.
I'm like squishing. It's like mowing compression.
Yeah, I like that.
Your guys' garden, though, has expanded over the years where your mowing is actually quite minimal.
Oh, yes. There's nothing more that I love than killing grass. You know what I mean? Just getting rid of it, getting some other plant to be there.
So you have all the native kind of plants?
I mean, I'm hoping to throw my lawnmower away. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to be like, put it out in the front and say, like, anybody who wants to grab it, it's yours because... There ain't no more mowing for me.
I'm done. I'm so done. Oh, I wonder
how many people out there have done no mow May. And how does your yard work? 844-967-2789. 844-96 party. Call or text us right from the Civic Media app. Did you participate in no mow May?
And how does your significant other feel about it? Because that might be, you know, the big question too, right?
True.
Low mow May, I did that.
Yeah, that was kind of the official thing in Madison, at least. And then I did see Green Bay, Oshkosh. They were also doing either no-mo or low-mo, meaning try to mow only twice.
I mowed twice in May.
So then you did it.
I did it in the beginning of May and the middle of May.
I applaud you.
And I need to mow right now.
Yeah.
I can feel the grass growing under my feet. You know?
I got it.
Oh, it's crazy. 844-967-2789. Let's talk about lawn mowing. We'll also talk about... We're also going to talk about local music and some big events happening. First, Rocker, tell me who's on the show tonight because it's packed up and we got some great people coming on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jimmy, we have Aaron Weber. He's going to check in with us at 6:30 and maybe he'll answer your question about those new zero down payment loans they are all talking about on the news.
Uh-huh.
Mary Rose Eckberg, director of Make Music Madison, she's going to be in to talk about maybe an extension of the deadline to get in as a venue. And Shane Christopher Neal, he's got a new show that's going to be happening here on Max Inc. Radio on Sunday nights, Indie 45. We're going to hear all about that. Bar Notes with Terry Barr.
Me.
Penelope's Thrill is going to be coming in here around 8:30. And live in the lair, Jimmy, Brian Bethke is coming down from Eau Claire. And he's got a really special story about how he even found out about Max Inc. Radio in the first place.
That's amazing. I'm super excited to meet Brian in person.
Me too.
We've been playing his music. He was in the top 10. So
yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, his voice is what really gets me. He's got a super cool voice.
The other part of tonight that's really exciting, Terry, that I'm really looking forward to, you broke the news on the social media, and Rocker, you were like jumping through the computer screen at me earlier.
I didn't tell too much, though. I didn't tell too much.
What are we doing that's special tonight?
Yeah. What is it, Rocker?
It's a reveal.
It is a reveal.
Yeah, it's going to be a reveal of the Atwood Fest schedule. The music schedule, it's all done. I've been working on it, oh my gosh, nonstop for the last couple of weeks.
Since last July, basically.
I've called this booking cycle Grace Under Pressure because, you know, I've had a lot of bands come in and out and, you know, cycle around. And I go for these, you know, what I think is a perfect lineup. But, you know, always, in addition to a perfect lineup of Atwood Fest, is our legacy bands, VO5 and Steely Dane. but there are going
to
be.
So you're telling those.
There's a lot of reveals right there.
They're, you know, you got to have something old, right? Something new and something borrowed, something blue, right?
All
it's just
that
kind
like
of wedding
that.
Thing, you know? So there's always some people coming back. There's always some brand new people. There's the legacy. You know what I mean? It's Atwood Fest. It's you know, one of Madison's best music festivals, July 27th and 28th.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about that over the next couple of hours. Rocker will reveal who is playing on what stage.
And you know what the funny thing is? Yeah. We have it in front of us, but he won't let us turn it over.
It's like an award ceremony,
oh,
right?
My gosh, you're brutal.
And what's even funnier, you both accidentally wore the same shirt today, the same blockhead Atwood Fest.
Mm-hmm, from last year.
And so, you know, you out there in Max Inc. Radio Land, you're going to hear this first because it's not published on the internet. The only place that it exists right now is on this table in front of me.
Wow. 844-967-2789. We're going to talk some Atwood Fest. We're talking lawn mowing. Hey, I've got some brand new music here from the Rogue Electrics.
Oh, yeah.
Rocker, you love this band. I know you do.
Oh, yeah. We played with them out in Waukesha.
Yep.
Good band.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're fun.
They released a new live album that was recorded somewhere called The Circuit Breakers. Got a couple of songs off it. We're going to hear one of them right now. It's called Prohibition. It's the Rogue Electrics on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
disposition, gonna lift the prohibition tonight. Yeah, lift the prohibition tonight. Lift the prohibition tonight. Tonight, yeah, we come to rock and roll tonight.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Burned in my eyes, and your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Just talk at you, but I know that I won't, so I go back every time,
every time,
I go back every time,
every time,
you and I, it was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Oh Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall at you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time,
every time.
I go back every time,
every time.
Civic Media, we are local music. Kelsey Miles, Living the Big Life, out in Kansas City, Missouri. That was I Go Back. I miss Kelsey.
I miss her too. She swears she's coming back and doing some shows this summer, though.
I have no doubt.
Uh-huh. Me too.
We'll
meet you there.
We'll have to get her here to come in and say hi. She's
better. And she's always making new music too. Yeah. And her very first show with her brand new album released in Kansas City
sold out.
She's already loved it there.
That's amazing.
So much. Ugh.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget to grab the Civic Media app. You could call or text us right from there. So check this out, guys. You know, I always like to find some place to have lunch or a couple cocktails before coming into radio.
Oh, yeah. Where were you tonight?
So I found, I've driven past this place 100 times, and so have you, Rocker, but right across from the Caribou on East Johnson Street in the laundromat, there's a place called Hot Lunch.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
And it's a cool little joint. I stopped in there today. I had a hot beef sandwich with Munster cheese on it.
Perfect on a day like
with
today.
With some au jus. It was delicious.
On a hoagie roll.
And the environment in there, the ambiance is really, it's a great place.
How about that?
I absolutely recommend it.
And, Thank you.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Mike, we love recommendations.
Mike, the owner, he was behind the bar, and you know they got stuff like the I almost got the braised pork belly sandwich.
Ooh,
that sounds really good.
You'll be back.
Yeah, and I learned something today from Mike from Hot Lunch. There's no egg in mousse. I always thought the dessert mousse had egg in it to make it like fluffy, but I guess there's no egg. In moose.
Wow. I don't think there's any deer either.
Which is great because, you know,
Man. Rocker's already on a roll. Watch out.
All right. So anyway.
That's awesome. Wow.
So you had the moose?
I have it, yes. I had a couple of spoonfuls before I came in.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got leftovers in the van.
Now, do they have like only sandwiches or what else do they have?
Yeah, sandwiches. You know, it's kind of
hot lunch.
Yeah, it's just like a hot lunch.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious. But do they have like burgers, fries, or
no burgers,
that kind of stuff?
Just some specialty sandwiches. They got a meatball sub that looks really good.
Ooh, see, this is fun. Yeah. I like it.
Nice little turkey.
We should start bringing our recommendations in depending upon where we go, you know?
I told Mike he has to come in. He's connected to the Madison music scene. He knows a bunch of bands. And one of his, another guy that was having lunch there, Hot Lunch, was talking local music scene, excited about the Gamma Ray opening tonight. So.
May I tell
you? Right.
There are people, you know.
It's sold out.
Yeah, it is. It's been sold out for the last week and a half.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah, they just posted tonight, though, that it's official. So you probably knew ahead of time, Jimmy K, no fair. Yeah. But now they posted it because, you know, now people are going to want to be there and they can't.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's really
and
great.
Raquel Ailman is playing. There's a bunch of really good bands.
And, of course, we're talking about this new old spot in Madison just off the square that used to be the Frequency and the Slipper Club. And I just can't wait
Bard
to go
Pop
there.
Live, it was for a little while. A
little bit, yep. So look forward to that.
It's exciting. I'm so happy for Kevin to open up the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And his people. I mean, from the pictures that I've seen online, they put a ton of work in that place. Is it Dustin Boyle from Spaceship?
He's back.
He's dialing the sound.
He's back.
So it's going to sound good.
Yeah. And Kevin Wilmot's old band, Cowboy Winter, is going to be playing.
They're playing tonight.
Yeah. So
they are playing tonight.
Yes.
Perhaps I should play some Cowboy Winter, maybe.
That's
a good one,
it.
Jimmy.
That would be a wise choice. All right. We got Aaron Weber. He's in the studio. He's from the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
Broths, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, my name is Shane Christopher Neal, and each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central, I'm going to bring you the Indy 45 radio show from Niagara Falls, Canada. The show features a lot of Canadian indie bands of all genres, plus, of course, some artist interviews and some special features as well. It's Sunday nights from Niagara Falls, Canada. It's the Indy 45 Radio Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You should check it out, eh?
Madison, it's time to rock the Gamma Ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th, with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl.
Iron Plow.
Gonna rock it. Gonna rock it tonight.
And Marston. The Maxine Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advance tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Saturday night across Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Original local music. So happy you can be with us. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Terry, we got some texters, huh?
Oh, my gosh, already. This is amazing. It's Sherry in the 920.
Hey, what's
thanks,
up, Sherry?
Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
We all say hi. And her question already rolling in, and yeah. You got to be careful. Uh-oh. She says, rocker, going to have any indie groups at Atwood Music Fest this year?
Of course.
That's such a broad.
I know. Sherry, I guess that means.
That was an easy one.
Keep listening. Thank you.
We'll let you know there. You'll hear about some of those bands.
Oh, yeah.
There is just a wide variety this year.
And we'll tell you some more about that in just a couple of minutes. But first, right now, let's say hello to one of our sponsors.
Yay.
An all-around good person. At least that's what his wife tells me. It's Aaron Weber.
What an intro.
Oh, my goodness.
What's up, Aaron? How you doing?
I told you to be nice tonight, so I guess you're listening.
Oh.
So.
I'm being very courteous.
Very
that
kind.
Out. Wow.
Keeping it all PC here, PG.
Yes.
We're all good here. So.
PGA.
So, first of all, you brought your wife, Stephanie. She's here in the studio, but she says she's shy.
Just yell
she
doesn't want
to. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
She's adorable.
She's waving back.
Yeah, she won't come and chat with us.
So, Aaron, what's new? What's new in selling the housing market, man?
Yeah, tell us the scoop.
What's the hottest listing you have right now?
Oh.
The hottest listing or the one that didn't flood?
Oh, no.
With all this rain, it's just been very interesting if you're a seller right now or a buyer.
Really?
Just trying to be ready and then the weather just...
Yeah, well, you kind of walk into a house, your clients have a really great vibe, everything's going well, you start going downstairs, your feet start getting wet.
It's Madison.
It turns the day into a really entertaining day.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, your client's finding out that maybe them...
Isn't the house for them?
Might not be the perfect house.
Yep. Or can they turn around and say, will the buyers... fix that before we buy it.
And that's what we got
or
done.
Or the sellers,
the
I guess
sellers
it would
fixed
be.
It.
Yeah.
And the seller said no.
No, we got seller to us. It was awesome. They didn't know what they're getting into.
Okay.
So
it really puts you in a power of negotiation at that point because you walk into a place and...
It's a simple little text photo. Send it over. I didn't know we had a swimming pool in the basement. Just asking a few questions. And then you get usually a good response out of it. So it's very entertaining what we see every day.
I was just going to say, and you seem to just really enjoy the whole thing.
The whole thing. It's just like you're telling people, now we can list this as, you have a pool in your basement.
Oh,
new features. And everyone gets a chuckle out of it. You take all the stress out of it. Everyone has a good night.
Yeah.
So,
gosh.
It's a very interesting career.
Well, it's June 1st. So what are you anticipating now? I'm going to just say into the summer.
That's going to get crazier.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Madison housing market is so limited. There's so many people still moving to this area. Everyone wants to be in Madison. So all those apartment buildings going up are full. All the houses are built. They're getting sold right away. There's just no inventory.
And not many being built.
No.
Not many houses being built.
Right.
I see a lot of condos, especially
townhomes.
Luxury condos.
Yep.
But if you're a starter... family, a young couple, it's a little tough right now.
Yeah, it's very tough right now, but there's some really cool new programs for first-time buyers.
Oh,
let's hear about it.
Oh, good, yeah.
So if you haven't bought a house in the last 3 years or haven't owned a house for 3 years, always talk to your banker. I'm not a banker. Just nice disclaimers here.
Yeah.
There's new programs where you can get 100% financing on the house.
What?
Nice.
You don't need any money down.
Huh.
Wow.
I like that.
Which is just incredible. We haven't seen this in years, and it's not income restricted like it used to be.
Yeah, that's right.
So as long as you haven't owned a house in 3 years, you can qualify for this program.
And that's brand new, right?
Brand new. It just came out about a couple, I think about a week or 10 days ago.
Wow.
Not every bank's doing it. So definitely give me a call and I can hook you up with the right bankers that will do this type of program and give you a leg up to finally get into a home.
What do you say to people who say this is going to send us back to 2008?
It's
a very good question. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Because in 2008, we had oversupply of homes. There's so many houses for sale. Compared to now, there's nothing for sale. Everyone needs to get into a place. Right. Until that dynamic changes, we're not going to see 2008.
Plus, there was some new regulations they passed after
after
that market passed, too. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, 2008, if you had a pulse and you could, you know, fog a mirror, they would give you a loan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was,
thank you.
It's like you just write down, you need to make $500,000. You just write down $500,000 of your salary, and they thought it was fine. Yeah, Nobody thought that was
a
bet.
No problem.
But where would a problem come up?
Remember all those bankruptcies, and then there were the for sale signs everywhere. Yeah. It was brutal. Wow.
So nothing like that's happening right now.
Okay,
the market's very strong, but this is the best program that's come out for first-time buyers in years. They finally have a shot.
I like it.
What tip might you have for a future home buyer who is thinking, gosh, I'm going to go out there and this person's just going to come along with cash and just buy these houses. And what kind of chance do I have? What can I do about that?
For the first tip would be probably to call me. I mean, if they got past that, you know, we'll start there.
And again, this is Aaron Weber. Yes, do you want to give your phone number? I mean, we'll do it again.
608-556-4179. Move to Madison.com. Very catchy. Very simple to remember.
Ooh.
That's where it starts. I mean, you can call other people. There's other people that do this job.
But you just gave them your phone number.
Yeah,
so.
Probably not as well. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would call me. Because we can sit down with you. We can get a game plan together. We can get you into that property.
Yeah.
We have the connections.
You know what? We can kind of speak for Aaron. He is fun. But I know you take this whole helping home buyers find their right place. You take that seriously, but yet you help them have fun too. Is it stressful?
Oh, it's very stressful. Mm-hmm. We make sure there's a lot of witty humor during it. And we're making sure you're having fun while doing it. Because if you take all the stress that's in this trying to buy a house, you'll have no fun at all.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you would have been my realtor when I bought my house. That's all I...
She's so good.
Buying my house was not fun.
No.
You would have made it fun.
Yeah.
We would have had a lot of fun.
Speaking of taking the stress out of the whole home purchase thing, you have your wife here. So really, we want to know, how do you get two different colored socks?
Well, years ago...
He always has two different socks on.
I always have two different socks
on. Do you right now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So I got one.
Oh my God, he has a dark gray.
Gray with blue.
Okay.
Oh,
and a gray with red.
Yeah, I mean, they never will match. my wife at first was trying to match them. I'm like, well, this is just a futile waste of time.
Okay, yeah.
All the hours I have saved her and me in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's countless. It's priceless.
Oh, I agree.
It's priceless.
I got to start doing that.
Oh, why not?
Well, it's a good talking point.
Well, it's a great talking point when you're at an open house and a buyer comes up to you and just like looks at you and you're like, you can't even match your socks. I'm like, but I can sell homes really well.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's
just you have fun with these people. You have fun with your clients. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. You get more information online, movetomadison.com, movetomadison.com. Aaron, what's like the most common question you get from a client? Mm-hmm. First-time buyers. I mean, I can't think of anything specifically what I would ask a realtor, because there's thousands of questions. But what are
even buying now as you're a return buyer?
Right.
Because right now I'm thinking about, like, we've lived in our home since 2005. I wouldn't even know how to do this all over again.
I agree.
And we moved four times prior, so we sold a home every 2 years before that. And now we've been here a long time, and we're like, what do you do?
The quickest way we could do this, I'll just go put up a for sale sign in your yard, and then we'll figure it out. When people just start showing up there.
Oh, my God.
And then we'll have a long, strong conversation. You'll probably say, what did you just do? And I'll be like, well, will you take it?
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, have you also had this question about getting texts or emails from people saying, we want to buy your home right now?
Yes.
Is that real? Probably not.
Not really.
Okay.
Right. Scam texts or emails of people just trying to get your information, and then they will just lowball completely.
Perfect.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah. Oh, it's completely a waste of time.
Good to
talk
know.
To somebody local because they know what's going on.
And that somebody should be the Aaron Weber
it
group.
It should
yes.
be.
Yes.
I mean, there's other people, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and I wanted to ask because there's so many scams yeah. about so many things. And I thought, oh, good. Now it's hitting this.
Yeah, there's so a thanks. Scam for everything.
It is.
Yep. The biggest thing I've realized about buying and selling homes, the little bit I know, which is nothing really, but it is an educational process. And having a good ally on your side who knows the laws, who knows the market, mm-hmm. and knows how to push people's buttons and get your house sold, that's so valuable.
And somebody that's working in it full time, working nights and weekends, that you don't feel like you're left alone, like it's a Saturday afternoon, I have a question, I have to wait till Monday.
Right.
You can text me right now.
We did have a
realtor
like that.
Well, I probably won't respond right now because I'm on the radio, but I have my ringer off.
No, you probably would.
Like, hold on, guys. We got a few here.
See, then you could share the question with us.
I think the biggest question that buyers ask are literally like, can I put a bathroom and a shower here?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, you can.
There are so many homes with only like one bathroom or one and a half, and people always want that second full bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
But in Madison, we got a lot of small houses. So, mm-hmm.
Or can I move this wall? How do I do this? What does this cost?
You are not a contractor.
Not a contractor, but I know some. Yeah.
Hey, there Aaron, it is.
We got to fly here, Aaron. Thank you so much for your support of Max Inc. Radio.
Love
it. Helping us support the local music scene. Mm-hmm. And thanks for the mismatched socks. I appreciate that.
I think more people should do it.
I think
you're
of right.
all the free time you'll have by not matching socks.
Excellent.
You could run for office.
Hey, give your phone number one more time, please.
608-556-4179.
Aaron Weber Group, awesome. movetomadison.com. We're going to talk about this band in just a couple of minutes. I wonder why. It's the flavor that kills. American Dream. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
That's him too. Don't you-
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the flavor that kills. American Dream. It's a great song. I love it. It's so powerful. It makes you get up and move a little bit. Jimmy K, rocker Terry Barr, hanging out with you. It's Maxing Saturday night, 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. And while you're at it, ask your smart speaker to play Civic Media, like play WMDX. And boom, we're on in your living room.
How about that? And then you can really get up and dance.
Yes, exactly. Smart speaker. And those call letters, any call letter on our network will work in your smart speaker. So, Rocker, we're revealing Atwood Fest bands.
Can I look at the list now?
Oh, yeah. Can we look at the
list? I know.
List?
He had it turned upside down, and then he saw I took a photo, and he was like, you better not be looking at that.
You can only look at the last page.
Oh, my.
The last page.
Okay, I'll take the last page.
Is that
the
Sunday,
off.
July 28th?
Let's start with, let's like kind of start over on the Sugar Maple stage.
Okay.
And let's, we'll do the whole Sugar Maple stage right now. How does that sound?
All right, Sugar Maple stage, Atwood Fest. This is the last full weekend in July. What is it? July 28th and
27th and 28th, Jimmy.
Thank you.
The Sugar Maple stage. Now, this is, we've improved this stage this year. So it's a real stage over in the Monty's parking lot.
Oh, nice.
And so Sugar Maple Fest, they kind of handle some of the bluegrass at night. And then I handle some of the music during the day. So we are going to start Atwood Fest over on the Monty's stage, which is the Sugar Maple stage, presented by the Lauer Realty Group. And we're going to start off with Live from Mars. They're a jazzy fusion band from around the area, and they're going to start it off. And after that, Feastette, Jimmy. We had them right here in the lair, Jazz Sextet, fronted by Helen Feast. That's going to be directly after Live from Mars. Then the Spine Stealers. And we've played them here on the radio, haven't we, Jimmy? We have some Spine Stealers.
I don't. I looked. I don't have any. Is your mission to get it in my hands for next
there
time?
You
all right,
go.
Spine Stealers, if you're out there listening, send us some music.
Music at civicmedia.us.
Daniel Ullum and Alex Genova are following that. And then the headliner that night, Rit Dietz. So that is Saturday on the Sugar Maple stage. It's Live from Mars, Feastette, the Spine Stealers, Daniel Ullum and Alex Genova, and Rit Dietz.
Awesome. Okay.
And now we'll move over to Sunday, July 28th on the Sugar Maple stage, and we're going to start with some of the young bands, Jimmy. You might remember a band called the Sandblasters, and they have become No Limit.
Oh.
They have graduated from the Madison Music Foundry program, so they're kind of their own band now, and they're going to be playing a set to start off the Sugar Maple stage on Sunday, July 28th.
And again, in the Monty's parking lot.
That's right.
That is great.
They'll be followed by Candy Cigarette. And they played at the Whammies. They're a young band. They're like 14 years old kids. And they're really jamming. Three-piece. You're going to love them. And that'll be followed by our Bluegrass series then. Carissa and Nate Gibson and the Stardazers. So July 28th on the Sugar Maple stage is No Limit, Candy Cigarette, Carissa, and Nate Gibson and the Stardazers.
Nice. I love it already.
That's one whole stage down,
that
Jimmy.
For Saturday stage. And Sunday.
Normally, at this point, I would say go to atwoodfest.com to get all the details, but these details not are not even listed yet.
Nope. Mm-mm. Look for them this coming week early. Yeah. We'll have it up on Facebook and on atwoodfest.com.
And we'll be sharing it for sure.
We're a little early. People at Atwood Fest are going, Rocker.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? That's a great lineup. That's for sure.
It is. How fun. A little of something for everyone already.
Yes. Yeah, and that kind of opens with that jazz. I wanted to really open it with jazz. You know, people are getting there on Saturday, and it's going to be slinky. It's going to be fun.
Ooh, slinky.
The Sugar Maple stage is really becoming kind of like a community stage in a way, you know, with the high school kids coming in. And the last couple of years, they've been really successful and have great shows there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. We're looking forward to it in Monty's. And like I said, we invested in putting a larger stage in that for them. So we're really looking forward to having a good time over on the Sugar Maple stage this
year.
There
will be. And you know what I love, too? The stage leads up to their festival in August.
Yes.
So you get just a little taste of
it's
that.
It's like the following week, right?
It is,
August 5th and 6th or something?
It starts like on Friday night, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow.
And it's at Lake Farm County Park in Madison.
And we always can find you there, right?
Yes. I do social media for them, so I'll be there. Luckily.
I bet there's a campground there. You can camp there.
People camp, and you can hear, you know, if you're there later into the evening, you hear people jamming all over the place.
Love
it's
that.
Just a great sound, yeah.
So, Atwood Fest, we just revealed the Sugar Maple stage. We still got the Clyde Stubblefield stage to tell you about. We also got the Luther Allison stage to tell you about. That's all coming up here shortly. Plus, we got a double dip. What are we doing here, Rock? Oh, we're going to do some Dub Foundation to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, let's do some Automatic Lover.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I wonder why. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
Automatic Lover, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison. And you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Double dip of Dove Foundation. We got Mary Rose Eckberg from Make Music Madison coming in shortly. Right now, it's Electric Spanking and Good People.
Stand up and let your voices be heard before the lines between you and man, they become too blue. When you speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. Big people will believe the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to deceive. But it's a goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may that ever more. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm talking about two ways to save at the grocery store. Tip number one, don't shop when you're hungry. A USC study recently found that hungry shoppers spent 60% more and bought more non-food items than less hungry customers. So if you're about to shop when you're snacky, don't. Pull over, get a quick bite to eat, and work on tip number two. Make a grocery list and stick to it when you're shopping. I know, so basic, but studies have really shown that making lists save money by cutting down or even cutting out impulse purchases. In my family, we keep our grocery list right on the fridge, and that way we all know what we're shopping for when we head to the store. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.